Anime Afterlife Podcast Top 5. This week's Top 5, Top 5 Underrated Characters. The characters that you believe don't get enough screen time or enough credibility. I'm your host, Dave the Zombie, and we have our co-host, Vincito.
Yo!
And our manga specialist, King of Hearts.
Yo.
King, are you getting sick?
No.
Oh, okay.
And our other host, Raccoon Boy.
I think King's getting sick because of me.
Yeah, passing your cold through the internet.
Yeah,
yeah, Richard. And our guest this week, Jose.
Hey, hello.
Alright, so let's head it to our number fives. Let's head it up to Jose.
My number five this week is Garnet from Shikifuku no Campanella. Simply because Rollo is not an underrated character, apparently.
That's the only reason, right? Because you couldn't pick Rollo, you just pick some new character.
Rollo underrated. Rollo needs more screen time.
Rollo had enough screen time.
Rollo was like the best character inside that stupid show.
Wow.
You know why? Because he killed.
What? Just fuck all spoilers. Throw them out the window. We're gonna have to put a big like buzzer over when you said that.
Oh god.
Okay, let's just move on. Right. Let's head to Tarak.
Wait, who did you pick? Wait, really quick. Who did you pick? How was that?
Garnet.
Garnet?
The dragon girl.
Oh, the dragon girl. Okay, sorry.
Okay, my number five is Bulbasaur from Pokemon.
You know what? Actually, this makes sense because he is the most underrated of all the Pokemon. If you think
I
about
know.
It,
like,
but that is not.
Ash
is Bulbasaur? Cares about Bulbasaur?
Not about all of them, but about like the main Pokemon. Like the if you take back the games, Squirtle and Charmander were all really like.
Attention
whores. Yeah, and they were held in higher regard than poor Bulbasaur.
Who cares about Bulbasaur?
Yeah, because, like, I don't know, Ash is out with Pikachu. I mean, Squirtle's like that gangster in the beginning, and I feel like people like him a lot more, and he has a little bit more screen time. Bulbasaur is just that ugly Pokemon that Ash has. He's like the least of, he's like, not the best, but like the least of Ash Pokemon. I swear to God, you even see more Psyduck than Bulbasaur.
It's true.
And like, he has some screen time when he just chooses solar beams, all of that.
Well, it's his fault for not evolving.
Yeah. I mean, Pikachu always has
Bulbasaur's
best
fault for not being able to evolve. Yes, that's the reason why he doesn't get any screen time.
Charmander did it.
Charmander evolved, like, twice, and, like, I don't even remember him as Charmeleon.
I mean, Charmander was, like, all nice in the beginning, and evolved in Charmeleon and Charizard.
He's a fucking asshole, and he's
Had to go through his, like, his adolescence puberty moments, and it's like, oh, what the fuck I have put up with you, and stuff like that. So Charizard took some tension away. I don't know, people just, like, squirt him more. Bulbasaur feels like, I don't know, he just never really comes out that much. It was like a quiet Pokemon.
Didn't Squirtle like disappear and then reappeared and then evolved finally?
What the hell happened to Bulbasaur anyway?
Ever evolved?
I don't think Squirtle ever evolved, yeah.
I remember him turning into Blastoise?
No. Gary has a Blastoise.
Maybe the Squirtle betrayed Ash and went over to Gary.
I don't know.
Yeah, fuck you, ass ketchup. You got Misty Tits and Barack Obama.
Okay.
Been watching, but yeah, that's my number five.
Okay.
Let's move to King.
My God. Okay. My number five is Kyosuke from. I can't believe my sister's whatever.
What? She, who?
Main character from I Can't Believe My Little Sister Is
The Disney. Main character?
Yes, the main brother.
How? How is he underrated?
I'm saying he's underrated because compared to other main characters from animes like this, you know, that deal with stuff like this, it's usually that they're really, you know, the older brother's the more perverted, you know, kind of person. But in this anime, you know, he's actually the closest thing to a real brother that I've ever seen in the anime. You know, he's trying to help his sister. There's nothing wrong between them, you know, nothing perverted or anything. And it's just, you know, more, very realistic, so.
I don't get why he's doing that much for her, because she doesn't really return those feelings.
Yeah, she does. In her own way.
Well, I mean, yeah, she's a sunder, but it's really cold to him most of the time.
But he's a big chum, so he has to. I mean,
are you... In the last episode, she was mad because she couldn't see him.
I guess. So, alright, let's just,
I still think we hit the main point here. Why the fuck is he underrated, though?
Compared to other, you know, brother characters.
Okay. I just have a hard time stomaching the fact that a main character is underrated. But I'll understand it, I guess, compared to other characters.
You don't think of, you know, him as one of the driving force behind the show, I guess. It's more about the sister.
It is. It's more of her show, with him being the loose ends to tie everything up.
Right.
I guess.
All right, then. Let's move to Ven.
All right, my number five is Justin Law from Soul Eater. This motherfucker needs more screen time. That's all I got to say. That guy had headphones in half the time. He was so cool and stuff, riding down the snow on his, what did he ride down on? Whatever he did.
Snowmobile?
Yeah, snowmobile. It was so cool. And, like, how he'd ignore people that were talking to him because he'd have headphones in.
But he can read lips.
But he can read lips, yeah. So he knows exactly what they're saying. He just chooses not to mention anything. So he's a cool guy. He definitely needs more screen time. He's an asshole in the manga, but he needs more screen time in the anime. Too bad the anime is over. Oh well. Justin Law.
Do you like what they did with him in the anime, Ben?
Yeah, I like him in the anime. I like him a lot, and I hate him in the manga.
You hate him in the manga?
Yeah, because he's a dick. Kills people and stuff. But okay. In the anime, he's so cool. Composed and
God awesome. Damn it, Ben.
What?
Okay, nothing.
Okay, sorry. My number five. All right, you, Dave, what's your number five?
My number five is Yuki Nagato of Melancholy. Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. And she's kind of underrated because she gets kind of pushed off to the side. And she's the one who has to suffer the most.
I think she has, show. Like, the biggest fan base in that series, though.
Does she? Because I thought...
Yeah, she has a pretty big fan base. Like, giant. She's one of the... She's like the Rei character of the anime, I thought.
The Moe character?
The Moe character, yeah.
Well, the reason I say this is because, you know, she's doesn't really get the focus of the show until the movie. And she's the one who has to basically suffer through Endless Eights, the worst. She has to live the summers like 15,000 times. And she has to, like, repeat these events over and over and over again. And you just, it's hard to see her suffer. But that's my number five.
I gotta get on watching that.
So, let's move to our number fours. Let's head it back up to Jose.
My number four is Anya Returner from Gundam 00, second season.
Who?
See how underrated she is? I don't know. She only has like 3-4 episodes of screen time. Maybe 5 at least. And, yeah, all she does is be nice, get a boyfriend, have sex, and then die. That's it.
In 4 episodes? My God, that's like a track record or something like that. Damn.
Wait, yeah. Who is this again?
Anya Returner.
Is that the kid's sister?
Girl with purple hair.
Purple hair.
She's one of the clones, whatever.
Is this first or second season?
Second.
Crap. Oh, well.
Oh.
It's cool.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's my number four.
Good thing I never watched Gundam! Sorry.
Then let's move to Rack.
Okay, my number four is Simon Brezhnev from Durarara, the Black Russian.
Oh, Simon, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, he's a cool guy, strong as hail. He's, he gives good advice, but I always want to see him, like, kick some real ass.
And he doesn't fight that much, does he?
I want to see an episode all about him.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the specials yet, but I know he just stands here in front of the sushi shop. And he plays, like, minor roles in the series. And, you know, he's, like, one of the characters that the kids enjoy talking to.
But I kind of reminds me of Chef from South Park. Not because he's black, but because he's, like, that character that all the characters can kind of confide in and stuff.
And I swear to God, man, I'm afraid that someone's going to do, like, a mix-up with South Park recordings and Jura. You know, like, when the kids are walking to him, like, someone's going to put Chef's voice on Simon, like, hey, kids. Hey, Chef.
He's going to bust out in song. It's going to be awesome. All right.
Sorry. I don't know. He's a cool, distinctive character, and I feel like he should have done more in the series because, like, I know, like, the anime kind of focus, like, kind of, like, on each kind of character, but I felt like they didn't really do much for Simon Brezhnev from the motherland of Russia. Like, why is he a black Russian? Why did he went to Japan? I don't know. Why?
Yeah, I wanted to learn more about him. Well, let's hope for they don't do much with him in the first special, but we can hope for more in the second one, I guess. Like, that's
going to That's my number four.
Okay, then let's move to King.
All right, my number four is Ragnarok from Soul Eater.
Oh, I knew it was going to be a Soul Eater character.
Because Ragnarok just needs more time, I'm sorry. Ragnarok's probably one of the most funniest things inside that anime/manga.
I thought, what about Excalibur?
Forget Excalibur.
Okay.
And the way he always messes with Krona, who's a girl, it's pretty funny.
Krona's a guy.
Yeah. Actually, no, there's a solid reason for why they call him a guy in the English dub. It's because they didn't want, what's it called? They didn't want, like, a homosexual relationship between Maka and Krono going on. So they insisted that Krono is a guy. That's how it happened.
Really?
That's how I figured it out. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway, I'm sorry, King.
Then,
but yeah, go on. Don't you have any more you want to say about Ragnarok?
What more can I say about Ragnarok?
He's cool and stuff. Lifts up skirts and boogies people. That stuff.
Just a bully. Oh, I love his chibi form. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's way better as the chibi Ragnarok.
Yeah, chibi Ragnarok is awesome. Eat the whole turkeys inside like a single bite.
His voice is so cute too. Like that little, like, the way he addresses people is so hilarious.
Then let's move to Ven.
Alright, my number four, also from Durarara. Actually, I don't know if this is actually allowed, but it's kind of like the Isaac Miri effect, and Dave did this once, so I'm going to do it too. I'm doing Erika Karisawa and Walker Yumasaki. They are the manga couple from Durarara. The two, that's like...
the only reason I would watch Durarara.
Yeah, the two manga-obsessed people who, like, always... like, the two people who, like, tortured that guy with manga or whatever. And the reason is, these guys were not in the show enough. Seriously. They were in there for a little bit every now and then. But, God, man, they did not get any time. And I don't even think that many people even recognize how funny these two actually are and how entertaining it is to watch them. I would really like just way more of them. They're the Isaac and Miria of Durarara. And I would, even though, you know... is also in Durarara. But, you know, I just want to see more of them. It's sad. I hope they're in the specials month. They were in. They played a pretty decent part in the first special. I mean, they were pretty funny in it, but I hope they're more and more in the second one too. So yeah, my number four.
All right, and my number four is Ken Sugisaki from Setsuka no Ichizan. And what I like about him.
Wait a minute. Here we go again. Isn't he the main character?
Yes.
How is this? Okay, go on.
Well, what I like about him is that he's like not the usual harem main character. You know, he's one of the few main male characters that I actually like. And I don't know. I don't think that many people.
Because he's not dense. Is that why?
He's not dense. You know, he really tries hard for these girls. But I don't know. I don't think he gets acknowledged enough because of that. And yeah, that's why he's number four. So let's move on to our number threes. Let's head it back up to you, Jose.
Number three, Hikaru Ochibana from Denpateki no Kanoju.
Oh my god, if I could remember this series, I would so agree with you probably. Who is this?
Yeah, Ame's sister.
Whose sister?
Ame's.
Who the hell is Ame?
Girl. The knight.
Whatever. Whatever. I don't even remember anyone from this series, so just go on. I'm pretty sure I'll agree, though, because every one of those characters is underrated.
She's ugly, but cute at the same time.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's about it. You have to watch the two episodes. It's just two episodes. So,
are we talking about the crazy one or the other crazy ones?
She's kind of crazy.
Which crazy one? There's like friends, crazy girls.
Sister.
I think I know who you're talking about.
And you see you in the train station, and there she is, and she helps him out with something.
Not ringing a bell, but I'll probably end up rewatching this anyway because I don't remember.
That's my number three.
Cool.
Alright, then let's move to Rack.
What number are we on? Three?
Yep.
Okay, my number three is Miki Hashiba from Suzuka. And she's a friend of Suzuka. The main female.
The ponytail one? The one with the ponytail from the track team?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she got that much parts in the anime, because the anime is only just beginning compared to the manga. What are you going to say, Vin?
No, she barely had any fucking moments in there. Like, seriously, I don't fucking know. She just never, like, stood out to anyone, to me at all.
Yeah, she's like one big supporting character. I mean, she's like nicely designed and stuff like that. I mean, it kind of like how about to make your fall for this? I know she probably plays a huger role in the manga, but like in the anime, I felt they didn't give her enough screen time.
Yeah. Or
they only put her in.
I wish they would have done something with her. They probably did a lot with her in the manga, though.
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows?
I mean, it's been a while since I watched the anime and read the manga.
Yeah.
It's been like, how many years? 4 or 5 years since I've read and watched this.
Jesus.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my number, Trizzle.
Cool. All right.
Then let's move to King.
My number three is Kisara Nanjo from...
You know what? I was going to say this, but I haven't finished Kenichi, so I can't say it with confidence.
History's strongest disciple, Kenichi. And she was one of the bad guys. She's a Taekwondo fighter. But she eventually turns good, and she really loves kittens. And it's always cute when she's around a cat. And she's like the only person I can see pulling off that. She wears jeans. That she has one full leg length of her jeans and the other one's cut off at her thighs. So,
like, really awesome. Dave, you know that one Kanzaki from Index? Yeah. That one girl who she has the same style, but it looks so much better on Kisara.
Huh.
Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think anyone can pull off the ripped jeans look like that.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Let's move to Ven.
All right. My number three is Hinata Hino from Future Diary. The, what's her name?
Why? Hinata sucks.
Shut up! I like Hinata.
Nothing.
She spent like an entire couple chapters with the main character getting to befriend him, and then she betrayed him, and then it was like all cool and stuff, and this it was cool. I like her. She was an interesting character that could have been explained more. She's the daughter of the 10th, I think. Whatever number that he was. But she was a really fun character. And I want to see more of her. She was not in the manga enough. I wanted to get the relationship building more with her. I think she was in it for quite a while, but she was like a background or a side character most of the time.
Because she had nothing to do with them.
It doesn't matter. She could find useful situations to be in. You know, if she wanted. It's not that hard. I mean, the main focus of the entire thing was on Yuno from, like, day one. I need another girl in there to balance it out. Another good girl. Sorry. Whatever. All right.
Why are you taking... I'm not saying anything.
All right. Dave, what's your number three?
My number three is Hoshi. It's the starfish from Arakawa Under the Bridge. And I think he's like one of the funniest characters that just did not get enough screen time in that show.
Really?
Yes. I just, I don't know.
Really? Really?
Yes, King. Really.
Because even in the manga, he was in there a whole bunch.
He's in the anime quite a bit, Dave.
Well, I mean, he's kind of pushed off to the side most of the time.
That's because the main character hogs up the screen time on every episode.
He even appears in the ending. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, but in the first season, you know, barely got any screen time. I think he's just funny. But that's my number three.
I gotta admit, the mayor gets more screen time than the star in the first season.
Yeah. I think.
So, yeah, I probably agree.
Then let's move up to our number twos. Let's head it back up to Jose.
My number two, Natsuki Kasuga from Gare Zero.
Ah, another series I haven't watched.
Yeah, she's only in the first and, like, seventh episode. Cool. She's part of the team that pretty much only appears for one episode. It's just a team that was created just for Gare Zero, and it was just to pretty much introduce you to the world, and it's pretty cool. She's hot, and she's part of the whole action team, and it has just much more shooting than the actual main characters.
But your only reason for picking her is because she's hot, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Understood.
Then let's move to Rack.
My number two is Kaji Sasahara from Genshiken. For the whole anime version of it, I thought, and like the manga too, like I thought he was gonna be the main character, because like when I read the summary before I read this and watched this, it pretty much saying it talked about some guy joining the club, the visual media club. They used kanji in it, so I was like, oh, I thought he was the main character, but the whole time that Saki was acting the main character, so I don't remember a couple other podcasts I said he was the main character, but actually isn't. So the whole series, I was like, wow, the main character doesn't get any screen time. Like, wait a second, he's not the main character. It's Saki, the girl who calls Nays a bitch, and about the visual novels, because I was like, oh, you guys are just otakus and stuff. I was like, wow, this kid doesn't really... Like, if you read the manga version, you never really visibly see him in the panels. He doesn't, like, really exist to them. He's, like, the guy who just joins. He's like the Van of Final Fantasy XII. Like, he's like, all of a sudden Van gets in the group, all of a sudden people says that he's pretty much casted from the story. I don't know if there's that many Van fans in Final Fantasy 12, but I kind of like
that. How the fuck did we get from Counting Monte Cristo to Final Fantasy 12?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
We're so soon into this, I can actually backtrack and tell how we got into this. So never mind. But I see where you're going with this.
I mean,
I'm still pretty lost here. You were juggling around main character and not main character so much back there. I kind of forgot who was the main.
I was just saying that I thought Kanji is the main character, but he isn't. So I was like, oh, I don't see him in any of the episodes or chapters. I mean, in the manga, he probably has a few shots in him, but he's like the most underrated out of all the members. I mean, he's like the generic, normal-looking guy out of all of them. Like, everyone's all like, I'm not gonna be offensive, but like nerdy-looking. I'm a nerdy guy too, but like, he's like the only normal-looking person in that group.
You're saying Vaughn is normal?
No, I'm talking about Kanji. I
know, but you related him to Vaughn. And yeah. Nah, never mind. I can tell where you're going.
Yeah. I mean, he starts it, and then he kind of ends it in the first season. I mean, he'll be in the first part of the anime, the manga series, and they'll just randomly bring him back near the end. Yeah. That's my number two.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's move to King.
Alright, my number two is Minane Uryu from...
Oh! Future Diary.
Future Diary, Mirroniki, yes. Or number nine, right? Or she's six.
She has a lot of screen time, what are you talking about?
But she needs more.
Jesus.
And she's the terrorist bomber girl.
Cosplayer, whatever.
Yeah, who gets her eye poked out, but she looks much hotter with the, eye patch on.
Man, she has such a good love story arc or whatever. She has such a good,
her terrorist arc bomber who's in love with the police officer.
who gives a shit? Just say it.
What?
What? Nothing. Let's just throw spoiler bombs everywhere.
That's not a spoiler. That has nothing to do with the main storyline.
Who cares? It's a brilliant subplot.
No, it's not.
It is. It's beautiful.
Yeah, she needs more time, even though she's kind of psychotic.
Kind of psychotic.
Okay, she's crazy.
She blew up a fucking school. Almost. Never mind. Okay.
Okay. Anyway. Then let's move to Ben.
My number two is Yanda from Yotsuba. Fuck you, King.
Suck. I'm not putting Yanda number one. Just saying.
I probably forced him into that. But I don't know. Yanda is Yotsuba's arch nemesis in Yotsuba. Probably the funniest clash of hero and anti-hero ever. It's he tries to steal her food all the time and shit like that. And it's just child's play to him. He's just an evil man and he likes being evil. So I just love Yanda. And it's sad that he gets so little chapters that he's in because there's so few chapters that he battles with Yotsuba. And there needs to be more. There needs to be more bloodshed in that manga. So I want more manga chapters with Yanda. Too bad that they won't be scanning online. I mean, I'm going to probably go out and buy more chapters, the volumes of Yotsuba. It's gonna be bitch. Oh, anyway, yeah, Yotsuba or Yanda, number two.
Alright. And my number two is Lord Jinno from Tengen German Gurren Lagann. And he's one of the interesting characters of that series because, he's not really a villain, as you'll see later on, but he has this right of mind that he's just trying to do what's right.
There needs to be a name for villains who have twists to them.
Sort of. I mean,
kind of. There's a lot of those out there.
There was one of the Tengen Toppin Gurren Lagann music videos that just briefly showed a prequel to the series itself and how Lord Jinno got his position and how he like managed to subdue the humans, and yeah, it would have been cool to see that later on, but that's just that.
He's stuck in a shitty music video for the rest of his life.
Yeah. So let's move on to our number ones. Let's head it back up to Jose.
And number one is Havok from Darker Than Black.
The red-haired the red girl. Ah, I love this girl.
The blood-sucking redhead.
Yes.
I think you can call it an arc. It's like two episodes.
There's a lot of girls in the first season of Dark and the Black that get their own arcs.
Yeah,
they're usually two episodes long.
Yeah, and they all have their own things. Even that fat singing lady, the opera character.
Yeah.
But this one stand out the most for me because she knew about Hayes' past and she knew his sister. And
it was a very emotional arc too.
I saw that connection and so I saw how he treated her at first kind of rough, wanting to find out truth about what happened. But then he was nice to her. He quickly changed because he knew how in the situation she was after she explained him how she has changed over time. But yeah, that's my number one.
That was a sad fucking episode.
It makes fucking fried rice for some good fried rice, and he just like, she didn't want to eat it, and he just eats in front of her. It's like, bitch, you won't eat it, I'll eat in front of you.
Yeah.
Alright, then let's move to Rack.
My number one is Bill Nye. I'm just kidding. Nui from Mushishi.
Oh my god, I can't believe you watched Mushishi.
Yeah, this is a long time ago.
Oh shit.
I don't know if I want to say much. I mean, Mushishi is an episodic anime. I probably said this many times, so it's like one episode's always different. There's like no linear story. It's just like him taking care of a problem, and he goes for it and his wife. I mean, like, it doesn't really explain the main character, Gin. Well, I forgot his name.
I
kind of get his name mixed up with the guy from Gintama. Oh, Ginko, yeah. And Nui is one of the female characters that actually talks about his childhood past, because like, they never really explain the main character that well. I mean, probably one or two episodes they'll explain him. And Nui is one of the other Mushishis out there that, you know, kind of is a part of Ginko's life. And I hate how, like, they kind of, like, talk about his childhood and just move on. And, I mean, there's other Mushishis, like, out in, like, the world, but they only focus, and Ginko is the main Mushishi. And the Mushishis are, like, researchers who, like, find, like, these little paranormal things. Or alien things, or you want to call them. And yeah, she's kind of like the kind of like surrogate mother, kind of sensei of him. And I'm not going to say what happens to her, but they kind of just moved on from there. But yeah.
Is she in most of the series?
No, she's only like one episode.
Oh shit. Never mind.
Because this is episodic anime, so they just move on.
That sucks.
Okay, then let's move to Kane.
All right, my number one is Jay Satanaka.
What? No, what the fuck? This doesn't count.
Because inside the manga, she needs to be on every single panel.
Oh my god, he's serious.
Oh my god.
I'm serious. All right.
He's serious.
Fuck! But I can't say it because she hasn't even been shown yet. Never mind.
My actual number one, since I can't do GA.
Wait! You could have done GA.
Not doing GA. Shut up, Ben.
Three no persona for it.
Is.
Ever.
My number one is Panther Lily from Fairy Tail.
Panther Lily?
Yeah, Dave has a. Huh?
Who is she?
No, it's not. It's a he.
Oh.
With a name like Panther Lily, that's a he?
Panther Lily is, I don't want to spoil it for Dave.
Okay. I'm not there yet, then.
Yeah, because he's not there yet. I'll just say, I don't even know how I can say who Panther Lily is without spoiling it.
What's his ability? Can you say that?
Basically, he's like Chopper from One Piece.
He's a deer?
No, he's a cat. Oh. He's a panther.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense.
So, basically, he's like Chopper from One Piece. He's a little chibi panther that can turn into this big, hulking, giant, muscle-bound, giant panther and just destroy everybody. Like, he fights on Urza's level when he's in this form, but he's this little, chibi, tiny, little panther. So he's really strong, but he's pretty funny. So I like Panther Lily.
I would go into
more of why I like him, but Dave would hurt me.
And he's not in the manga enough or something? Or what?
Not in the manga enough.
I see.
Alright. Then let's move to Van.
Alright, here we go. My number one's Fuko Ibuki from the entire Kunad series, from Kunad to Kunad.
No way.
Shut up, she needs every scene. Like, seriously. Like, there's a point where they just forget about her. You know, they don't even give a shit. She comes in every out.
Like, she had like 6 episodes for herself.
She has a big ass arc.
It doesn't matter. She needed more.
I'm pretty sure she has like a huge ass fan.
Every time someone had a problem, she just come out of nowhere and fix it. That's what should have happened. That's how Kunata After Story should have ended. Fuko came and gave everyone a wish or something like that. Some stupid shit like that. That would have been awesome. I mean, Kunata After Story is perfect. It's like amazing as it is, but it would have been even better with more Fuko. Replace the first 8 episodes and just make it like a giant another Fuko arc. That would have been awesome. Okay, sorry. I can't talk anymore about it. This is going to go on forever. All right, just Fuko Ibuki. She's my number one. She needs more awesome moments where she jumps into battle.
All right.
And Dave, what's your number one?
My number one is Firo Pochinero.
Ah!
Of Bakano.
Yes. I knew a Bakano character would make it. Why Firo, though?
He doesn't Firo get enough.
He does need more time.
Yes, he does. He's.
That's why I said he does need more time.
Huh?
I said he does.
Yeah.
You too?
Yes!
He just doesn't get enough screen time. He
doesn't get enough screen time.
He single-handedly takes down the Dallas' gang, and I think that's like one of the coolest scenes in the show, but other than that, he doesn't really get that much action.
He gets a lot of screen time in flashbacks, though.
Well, that's just that, but, you know, I would have liked to see more of his character on screen. That would have been more interesting.
Actually, now that you mention it, he's basically not in the entire Graham Spector part of the story, is he? Mm. Or, like, even on the train, he's not even there. So, like, that's another thing to take off.
He's like in like 5 minutes of the specials, and that's it.
You're right.
And they just forget about him.
He should be with, what's her name, too?
Because I mean, Ennis.
Good couple.
I love Ennis. They make it a great couple.
What?
They made a great couple.
They do. Ennis is awesome. Not better than Shanae, though.
Ah, you're a Shanae fan. So you like Claire and Shanae best?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. There's a bunch of couples in Bacano now that I think about it. Never mind, sorry.
Okay.
Firo is a cool man, though.
I just said, what's her name? Who's with the doctor. I mean, not the doctor. The professor.
Professor?
You know, the little girl.
Oh, Carol! Yeah.
Little girl. Sure.
Carolyn and the director are in a relationship.
What?
That's what he's insinuating.
No, I'm not. I said Carol doesn't get enough screen time.
Yeah, Carol doesn't get enough screen time. Dave.
Little girl.
Little girl, and the vice president.
Well, they're just like the narrators. Or
so? Just... he's so cool. The way he says Carol's name in the Japanese dub is so great.
Yes, it's so awesome. It's so amazing.
That's our top five for the week. Thank you for listening.